Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Episode of Lunar Lover the podcast for 2021. I'm your host Jordana Levine, and what a start we've had to the year. That was going to be better. Before we jump into today's episode exploring the Capricorn new moon, I just want to say that personally, 11 days in and 2021 feels pretty good to me. I know there's been a lot of things going on in different parts of the world, and you know, everything's happening to differing degrees. It's hard to sometimes distinguish what is your bad start to the year and what is someone else's. But it's really important that you try and make that distinction. I am very fortunate to not have been affected by any of the COVID restrictions that kickstarted this year. And again, I feel very blessed to not be living in the US or the UK at the moment. And while it's healthy to have empathy and compassion for those that aren't as fortunate as you are, I do think it's also healthy, if not vital, to have perspective on your own circumstances. The memes currently circulating that describe 2021 as just another 2020 are not something that I personally wish to subscribe to. This year feels different. This month feels different, and I urge you to personalize your experiences of how you choose to strut into 2021. Okay, we're good? The Capricorn new moon is the first new moon of the year, and it will take place on Wednesday, January 13 at 4 p.m. in Sydney, 5 a.m. in London, and 12 a.m. in New York. What have you thought of Capricorn season so far? I personally feel like I've been more productive and proactive during Capricorn season than I was pretty much for the entirety of 2020. The mantra for Capricorn is I master. And while mastering life during the month of December and January is never really high on the priorities list, as we enter a new year, it is a good time to become aware of your responsibilities. So exciting. Could you make it sound any more boring? I suggested last episode, I'm pretty sure I did, I suggested that you hold out setting intentions for 2021 until this new moon. Not only because it's the first new moon of the year, but because Capricorn energy is the type of energy you're going to want to harness when calling in long-term clarity and visions for the year ahead. The objective of Capricorn is to maintain integrity with achieving its intentions. Hello! If ever I've heard a mantra for manifestation, it is this. I think what's most advantageous with Capricorn energy, or rather encouraging, is that its strategy requires patience, endurance, and self-discipline. Qualities I believe we learnt to embody during the year that was 2020. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you'll know that some of the big astrological themes playing out last year centered around Capricorn energy. So don't be surprised if this new moon stirs up a little familiarity of the trying times of last year. The trick is to know that you have grown and changed through the events of last year, and you're in a position to feel the familiar differently now. We did a lot of reflecting at the end of last year, so be confident that you're ready to take strides into 2021, more evolved, more prepared, and hopefully more self-aware. From this place, create a plan and give that plan structure. Stay grounded and practical in your pursuits. This is Capricorn. We can get innovative and inventive with the Aquarius new moon next month, and we can get philosophical and spiritual with the Pisces new moon that follows. But this week, we're channeling the dependable, practical, committed, and responsible intention setter that has the utmost confidence in their own potential. The sign for Capricorn is the sea goat. And not many people are aware of this. Capricorn is not just the goat that can scale the tallest and rockiest mountain, but also the sea creature that can and will swim to the deepest depths of the ocean to reach their goals. Or in our case, manifest their intentions. I actually feel so inspired and motivated by this sheer determination that Capricorn has. No terrain is insurmountable for Capricorn energy. I say bring it. Okay, before we have a look at some of the ways we can work with this new moon, let's have a look at some of the ways you can work with me in 2021. So, big announcement, my new book, Higher Love, is officially out in stores across Australia and New Zealand. This book consumed pretty much all of my 2020. So for me, it feels like such a sigh of relief to have it officially out into the world. If you were a fan of the podcast Higher Love, it's now time to dive deep into the book. And if reading isn't your thing and you just prefer me to read it to you, you can do that too. The audiobook is now available through Audible. Perhaps this year is the year you become a Lunar Lover member. Remember, you're free to cancel your membership at any time. So if you just want to check out what all the fuss is about, head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover or follow the link in my bio. This month, I've recorded a beautiful new moon yin and intention setting circle, which will be available on Wednesday morning. You'll also find a bunch of helpful journal prompts and some other lunar goodies. If you'd like to work deeper with me in 2021 and you're ready to actually make a big difference in how you approach this year, then you might be interested in my new 8-week course, Self Actually. Over 8 weeks, using the tools of astrology, human design, and psychological analysis, we'll discover what it means to be more self-aware and how you can make self-awareness your greatest superpower. I already have 28 gorgeous souls signed up to the course, and I would love you to join us. The cart is open until January 25, and we officially kick off on the 31st of Jan. For all the details, you can head to jordanalevine.com/self-actually, or just click the link in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's have a look at some of the ways we can work with this Capricorn new moon. Give it another shot. If you tried your hand at something and it didn't work out, or perhaps it was an intention that you set that you kind of gave up on after it didn't manifest, then this new moon is a good time to try again. But this time we're going to try with a new angle, perspective, or method. Write a business plan or life plan. They don't call Capricorn the CEO of the zodiac for nothing. This is a great time to look at the bigger picture, not so much the finer details. Once you have clarity about what the future looks like, then you can start looking at some practical action steps that you can take to make your vision into a reality. Connect to your masculinity. You might have felt the masculine energy of Capricorn season already, and I'm not referring to gender here, but rather the energy of yang, action, building, and doing. It might also mean connecting with the masculine representatives in your life, so be they father figures or brothers, partners, or it might even be females in your life who take on masculine roles and qualities. Be both intuitive and material. Remember that sea goat I spoke of? Well, it's a beautiful representation of the intuitive water energy and earthbound practicality. Recognize that they can coexist. Apply this dichotomy to your 2021 intentions. Manifestation is, after all, a beautiful dance between action and surrender, intuition and practicality, heart and mind. Remember, if you want to join me for a new moon circle where we will be setting new moon intentions, you just need to become a Lunar Lover member by heading to jordanalevine.com/ Lunar Lover, or you can click the link in the show notes of this episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support Lunar Lover, I'd love you to share it with your friends by taking a screenshot on your phone and posting it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, I am Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.